Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show, where family matters. We're a husband and wife team where
hot topics and family matters collide.
Education and psychology merge.
Where the relationship with your husband, wife, and kids takes center stage.
Create the marriage of your dreams. Become the parent you've always wanted to be.
Alter your family tree with us.
Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show. Hello, everybody. We're back. We're into the summer. We're taking on summer tips, hot topics, just for summertime to get ready. Because,
yes.
Wife, you're off. You're on break. This is
it.
We're looking good. I know I keep being excited every time we come back to this segment and go, oh, woo.
It's summer.
Because you know what? I love the summertime when the kids are home and you're home. It changes the whole feel of what's going on around the house.
It certainly does.
We get to do more family stuff together.
Yes, we're together.
I know it.
The weather is fabulous. We get to get outside together and play together. This is great.
Yes, it is. I know that I'm not around still. I'm still in the office seeing patients as much as always, but I get that morning time with you guys, and so
yes.
I love that, and so that we want to hit some other families up that are doing the same kinds of things with the ideas
sure.
for the summer, and this segment we really want to focus in on what's coming. It's coming down the road yet. We're a few weeks away, but let's get ready for it in our minds.
Yes.
That is fireworks, the 4th of July.
Celebrations.
Rock and roll. Here we go. Yes,
yes.
And celebrate with, you know, shooting off those fireworks, and this is again kind of like the when we talk about water safety, we talk about stuff that goes on in the summer. This is one of those, another one of those dangerous ones for me, that I see parents oftentimes become a little bit too laxed when it comes
yes.
around fireworks. So we've got some statistics on some of the firework danger out there. So let's hear that first.
8,600 injuries involving fireworks, Tom.
Holy moly, over 8,000 injuries involving
fireworks. That is a lot. Yes, and those are the ones that are reported.
Right, yes.
And so those are
Those are the ones that end up in the emergency room, and
yes.
there's something that needs to be done
yes.
about it. Yeah.
And you do hear every once in a while, you hear about that. But this is a huge number of children and adults that
yeah,
are hurt.
You know what? The perpetrator of this? I mean, the three most dangerous fireworks. Did you know that there are three most dangerous?
The
three most dangerous fireworks.
I'm sure it's those bottle rockets.
Yep, there's one. Rockets
flying
that fly
up
in the air. That's
air.
One.
Yes.
That's one. Okay. The second one are firecrackers. The explosion
yes.
kind of things. Okay.
Yes.
There's the bottle rockets, stuff that shoots up in the air. Then there's the stuff that explodes. And then
I know what this other one is.
Yeah.
know what it is. It's the one that seems innocent, that the kids get to hold, and they should not be. It's the sparklers.
Yes, the sparklers. Here's the problem with the sparklers. The exploding ones, the firecrackers.
Yes.
The sparklers and the firecrackers, those are about the same in the injuries. There's about 1,100 of those each category. It's just phenomenal that the stuff that explodes is just as dangerous with the firework or the sparkler. But the problem with the sparkler is because of how it burns, that it burns so hot, over 2,000 degrees.
That's crazy.
That's just wild to think that little spot right there is burning at 2,000 and over, up to 3,000 in some of the sparklers. It's just this hot stick that you're giving them. And so I'm wondering this. Do parents realize what they're doing when they
no,
hand a sparkler to their
not,
kids?
Not if it's burning at 2,000 degrees. The water that we have in our home isn't even heated to 100 degrees.
Right. Everybody thinks about, ooh, we better turn your hot water heater down a little bit when you have younger kids.
Yes.
Or tweak it a little bit
so
they don't get
scalded. We had it turned way down.
That's
yes.
right. And so I'd like to ask parents this. Would you give your kids a blowtorch to play with?
Oh, they
here,
would look at
here,
you
here's
in
a
the
blowtorch.
Most
Let me start that
ridiculous.
There,
no,
go run off and play with
not.
It. And be sure to throw it in the air, too,
oh,
you know.
No.
And that's the one that's the most dangerous for me is you know the sparklers, because that's the one airborne. They give to the little kids.
Right, but it's just a little fun stick. And incident.
Right.
Yes. No.
Nope. Don't it's do dangerous. It. And so let's give some ways we can work with that, because the little kids are going to want to. The little kids are going to want to have a sparkler because they're going to see a lot of other kids with sparklers, and the bigger kids are going to want to blow stuff up because they've been watching those the Mythbusters, and those two guys on Mythbusters, that they'll blow anything up, and if it doesn't blow up the way they want, they're getting more to blow it up even bigger,
make it larger.
It's just what the big kids like to do is blow stuff up. But it's dangerous, and they do talk about that on Mythbusters, is that those guys are actually very professional, very scientific at what they do,
and they do keep it in a safe way.
Yeah, kids don't realize that.
That's not what we're talking about here, though.
So then let's talk about some tips of what we need to do. And I think it's very important that I just want to go right off the bat and you've got to impress upon the kids that what we want to have during the fireworks time is it should be something more that's about visual. It's more about what we see than what we touch, because the touching part is just so dangerous.
Yes.
And it changes it. So let's impress upon them about the visual aspect. It's about what we see. We can step back a little bit, and we don't have to have the hands-on piece. And I think that's a family discussion and a family agreement that you have, that fireworks in our family are about what we're looking at. They're for sight. They're not for touch. And we're just going to have that overall, so that we're not having any of the fireworks. We don't have the sparklers around to touch and play with. It's a visual thing we're going to work on. We're going to work on a visual presentation.
That. Yes. And so space.
Yes.
There needs to be a safety zone. If we're not going to have those, we need to be back so that we can see them clearly.
Right, and we're going to have some of those cones that you can set on the ground, and you light them, and they sparkle up in the air. Then an adult needs to do that, and they need to create a safety zone for everybody else to sit and watch, and it's as if they get to put on the show. And the
like the professionals do. They have it roped off so that you can't get near their equipment.
And that's what I think you do. You make it like that. If the backyard fireworks that you do, you make it like it's a little show, a little presentation. And you keep the kids away, you tape it off, you make it interesting, make it fun, make it like the professionals would do. And the kids can be involved then, not in lighting them and setting them off, but in picking out which ones to go next, which ones they want to do.
Sure, making those choices about that,
yes,
but not the ignition.
Exactly, the choices of what they want to see and what order they want to do it. So somebody can be the producer, right?
Oh, isn't this a fun idea?
Yes. So someone's the producer. So you're the producer. You're going to produce the show, and then this adult here, they're going to be in charge of just igniting the show. But you get to lay it out, and you can be the production coordinator and make it like that. Make it
and
interesting in that
put it
way.
To music, and so you've got your music director.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Okay, so see, that's perfect. Get them involved in a different way, so that it still can be fun and interesting, but safe at the same time.
Yes.
And then I guess we'll get into some just other tips.
Safety first, always with me. I know.
I know you have what we call a be safe driver.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
that's okay. It's all right.
I always look at, is that safe? And I always say, where is their mother? The mother's job right there. Keep them safe. So have a bucket of water close by, or the garden hose ready to go in case there's an accident.
Yeah, and I'd say with the garden hose, if you can, already have the hose turned on. That doesn't mean the water has to be running out, but have the hose turned on with one of the spray nozzles on it. All you have to do is just squeeze the spray nozzle.
And then
or
it's all taken
so it's
care
all
of. There's no
there. It's
issue.
It's all ready, and we don't have to run and turn the water on or anything. It's all there. All you have to do is grab it and spray. So do that. So with the bucket, it's there, but you may need more than one bucket of water, so
this is true.
Right?
This is true. But the bucket could be for dipping things in, similar to if you had the sparklers in a stand going.
Oh yes,
because you're doing visual, so you're not holding these things. But if you had them standing,
see, that could be another thing they could do. They could create out of wood earlier in the day. You could with a, you could have them get little 2x4 or different wood arrangements and stick the
drilling
sparklers
the holes
in, drilling
and,
the holes
yes,
and laying out a different design that they would have. And each year it's a different design.
Sure.
And,
see, and it could be make words.
Yes. That, I know they can see this, but your arms were swinging to make words and your arms were floating up in the air. Okay.
I'm drawing it out right now. Yes. I'm making the plan.
That makes it interesting.
But then the sparklers need to go somewhere so that they're not lost in the grass. So put those right in the bucket.
Right.
Put them right in there. So
you know, then I would say then a couple other things just to keep in mind as the person who's doing the igniting or that whoever's in charge of that piece of the show.
Yes.
Is, you know, never stand over the fireworks. Model how to do this the safe
Always
way. Wear safety glasses.
Oh,
wear
yes.
Wear safety glasses. You know, don't have a cavalier approach to it. If it looks like the fire, it didn't go off. You know, if it didn't go off, then don't just walk over there and let me take a look at it. You know, stand back, knock it over.
Don't pick it up.
Spray water on it.
Leave
it
alone.
Don't pick it on. Leave it alone. Model that for your kids so that at some point in their life, they get to be the one who is the igniter of the show. Right?
When they're an adult.
Right?
Yes.
When they're an adult. Yeah.
Yes.
But when they're kids, they get to be the producer. Right, and the arranger of the music,
yes.
Yep, music production. So
like
that's the. You got a couple other tips you want to throw out there?
Well,
that's the bottom line. So
yeah, we got to the bottom line of it, but it's always safety first. So think about what you're wearing while you're doing this, and how you are. So if you have loose clothing, that's not good for this situation. So, you know, button that shirt up. Don't have it open. A ponytail. So pull your hair back so that your hair's not in the way. It's those simple little things that if you plan ahead, then
right.
You will be prepared.
I really like this this whole show.
I do too.
Creating the show idea. I'm looking forward to that this year to see.
I am too.
Talk with the boys about that. We have actually never made it like a show.
We haven't
in that
done
way where there's an music arrangement or
we haven't done any fireworks.
I bet Parker's going to look forward to maybe making some drilling holes and stuff.
Oh,
and so
our,
that
yes.
would be fun.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to it this year from a different standpoint to create a fun little show and make it something interesting and safe. And I think that's really the key of what we're going after here. And so we want to keep it fun and safe. So I'd say to everybody, that's our little cue. We're going to have to take a break now. You're listening to the Thomas and Valerie Show.